Hello. So, what asking for ordination means to me. My name is Deanne. When Ratna Ghosh asked me if I would speak at Sangam Night on what asking for ordination meant to me, my first instinct was to say, well, I can go on longer retreats at Tirunelveli. And he smiled at me and said, no, Deanne, I'm wondering, what are your feelings in your heart? Now, despite my hesitancy at examining my heart feelings, I realised that actually my spiritual life was already deeply embedded in my heart. Daily I go for refuge to the three jewels, the Buddha, the Dharma and the Sangha. I am moved by the Buddha. I am moved by the Dharma. In his book, The Essential Sangharachita, he writes, it is as though the Dharma touches some spring in you, opens something up that was hitherto blocked, melts something that was congealed, frees up energy that was imprisoned. And the Venerable Tenzin Palmo, best known as the British nun who meditated in a Himalayan cave for 12 years, she says, the Dharma is every breath we take, every thought we think, every word we speak, if we do it with awareness and an open, caring heart. So what does this mean to me, really? Well, 4 years ago, I had arrived in a very dark and unhappy place, plagued with mental illness, no hope, at times suicidal, very anxious. But actually, my illness opened the door to Buddhism and to the Buddha, the Dharma and the Sangha. I originally came to the Cambridge Buddhist Centre to learn to meditate, which as time goes by, I realise many, many people arrive here in similar circumstances. On Meditation 1 course, I met the most amazing Sagara Gosha and Tejasiddhi, who would be my guiding lights of the years to come. When I went on my first open retreat, this proved to be life-changing. I was deeply moved, deeply stirred, with a strong sense of uplifting. Light had arrived to dispel my shadows. In Sangharachita's book, The Essential Sangharachita, in a chapter headed Inspiration from the Buddha's Life, he quotes, after all these years in which he had heard so much, the overall impression the Buddha had made on Ananda is summed up in these few words, he who is so kind. Sangharachita says that half of Buddhism is in that remark. This really resonates with me, as my first impression of the Sangha was that this was a safe place, a kind place. I could find myself here. People were always happy and contented, incredibly patient and kind. Everyone smiles, but not in a sinister, cold way, but open, honest and friendly. And I wanted to be and feel that way too. So I asked myself, what do I need to do next? I was cautious, not rushing headlong into things, but just spent as much time as I could at the centre doing classes and volunteering. I soon discovered that changes were happening to me. I could be friendly, warm and helpful, calm, often peaceful. And it came from deep within my heart. I had true spiritual friends with shared values and goals, sincere friendships and consistently so. It feels truly that we are many in body, but one in mind, with the three jewels at the centre of it all. To be truly on the path to enlightenment, then, The sense of self, of ego, has to go. Personalities will still shine through. My heart is always open to the three jewels. My going forth is going on longer retreats, away from home and family. But I did it and do it with a good and strong heart. This has a truly beneficial effect on my spiritual life. My faith in the path to enlightenment grows, and although it may not be in this life, I'm sure it will be possible in the next. What differences in myself have I noticed? I smile more. Sorry. Especially at strangers. That can be difficult. I feel warm-hearted, and I don't shop as much as I used to. My needs are met more simply. I am no longer fearful of death of myself or my loved ones. I have learned that everything is impermanent. I am happy, I am less critical, I am kinder in thought and speech. And I can actually stay in a room with a spider. Theravada monk Ajahn Suchito, I hope I pronounced that correctly, says that circumstances such as illness or good fortune come and go, but what lingers with us are internal conditions. If we have peace of mind, we can weather through the rough patches. But guilt, hatred, or depression will cloud the brightest day. A millionaire or a king can be beset with worldly and mistrust, worry and mistrust. But a property, you can tell my handwriting is not what it used to be. But a propertyless monk can dwell in ease and fulfillment. Suffering and the cessation of suffering live in our minds and our hearts. So now I accept that nothing lasts forever. Chasing the dream is dukkha. We can make our lives better by following the Buddha's teaching, the Dharma, and developing spiritual friendships. And the good news is we can overcome our dissatisfaction by being in a more open and expansive way and gain peace of mind. I keep the five precepts uppermost in my mind. I use them in my metta bhavana. And to act with kindness, generosity, contentment, truthfulness, and mindfulness. There is a poem that I would like to read. It's the Four Reminders. And it says, "This human birth is precious, an opportunity to awaken. But this body is impermanent. Ready or not, one day I will die. So this life I must know as the tiny splash of a raindrop, a thing of beauty that disappears even as it comes into being. The karma I create shapes the course of my life, but however I act, life always has difficulties. No one can control it all. Only the Dharma can free me and others from suffering forever. Therefore, I recall my heart's longing for freedom and resolve to make use of every day and night to release it." So what does asking for ordination mean to my heart? It's the natural next step. It means growing my spiritual life like the tiny buds of the lotus. Tiny but eager to grow, and only in the fullness of time as my love of the Buddha and the Dharma grow. Growing and nurturing my spiritual friendships, so precious to me, and giving as much of my time and energy as is possible to the Sangha. It really is a wonderful life. When I met Bhante Sangharakshita, I asked his advice about the path to ordination. He said, Just relax and let it happen. Don't treat it as a prize. Let it be the natural next step. So here I am, relaxing on the path to ordination and loving every second of it. Thank you, Sangha Ratchita. Thank you too to Sagara Gosha. And thank you, Tejas Siddhi. And thank you to Virya Jyoti, who said, you know you don't have to wait to ask for ordination. So I didn't wait, and here I am.